Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got a message for you, skin dog, on the... I'm not going to read all of this because they disparage something else might be going on here that we really can't confirm. But tell skin dog... He wrote that down, by the way. And dogs with two G's, by the way he writes it. Let skin dog know.
That's not right.
Next time he wants to get naked, to come down to the Villages. Where's the Villages?
I don't know.
Actually, he's saying come down. It's a retirement nudist community. Swinger colony.
But we're not swingers.
I know you're not. But people just assume you are since you're a nudist.
Oh, this is a guy out of Florida.
Oh, he's in Florida. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Randall, this is to us online.
I think he's in Tampa.
Oh, that's Tampa? Okay.
Hey, are they
Tony
playing?
We could Tony get naked down there.
Yeah. Are they playing ball in Tallahassee this weekend? Because it looks like there's a storm.
Florida State?
Yeah, heading that way.
I don't know. Yeah. Who they're playing. Them. There's a bunch of Florida schools, though. Somebody's at home.
Yeah.
Somebody's at home,
Well, most of this looks like it's going to hit the panhandle.
Got it.
Oh, yeah? Right where Tallahassee be?
I mean, not hurricane force, but tropical storm force. Yeah, a lot like that they had up in New York the other night. Raining sideways kind of stuff.
Petey's in the house. We got our buddy Josh Blue going to stop in. Josh at the Funny Bone this weekend. And comedian Jamie Kennedy is going to phone the program also. Some old lady died that used to be in Stooge movies, Three Stooge movies. She was a singer, right, too?
I'm not aware of that. Yeah.
Florida State's on the road.
I think you said she was.
Yeah, okay.
I said, well, if I said she was, then I meant it.
Who else had her on the Deadpool?
Let's see. Julie Gibson. Yeah. Ah, an American former singer.
Yeah. You did say it.
Radio, TV, and film actress.
Yeah.
Career in movies
during the 40s. If you're listed as a radio actress, you're old. unless it's some unless it's Lake Wobegon with Garrison Geller, there's no radio actresses anymore.
Or Garrison Keillor.
Whatever his name was.
Close enough.
Like a silent movie actor.
Yeah. Exactly.
She had a career in movies during the 40s, known for her work opposite the Three Stooges.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
Yeah, if you're a radio actress, that means TV hadn't been invented yet.
That means
they didn't
you're
have
dead.
The talkies.
It means a good chance you're dead. And she is. 106. Who had her?
Yeah. She died at 106. So get in a Three Stooges movie if you can. Unless you're a stooge.
Gotta think she was grateful for the warm embrace of death at 106.
Think how old you are right now, all of us. And think how much longer that is.
Oh, man. That's a long time.
That's too long.
Did you get, like, reverse points on the tiebreaker?
No.
For that?
No.
Like, you lose 6 points
for taking the low-hanging fruit? Nope.
That'd be confusing as hell. You still should get the hit. I agree with you with that. When I heard that, too.
You do get the spot on your list, but you don't get any tiebreaker points.
No tiebreaker points, right.
If you put them in number 8 on your list, you get 8 points.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I assume there's no one on record that was born in 1899.
That's 100.
No, that'd be 120.
Well, somebody there's probably somebody not in the U.S.
No.
Probably some village overseas somewhere. Where they don't know what those guys
I think
are.
Yeah, 100 and teens is about as far as it goes these days, doesn't it, Craig?
Yeah, the only place they seem to keep track of that is like Japan.
Yeah.
I always hear the world's oldest person is normally from Japan.
Yeah. Somebody might have made it in the 120s or something, but...
Not recently.
I don't recall that.
There's got to be some kind of record out there.
106.
Something official.
According to this, the oldest person ever was a woman in France who died in 97 at 122.
Okay.
Wow.
That's the oldest person ever that they...
Ever. Makes you think.
Yep.
Ivan, jam it down my rabbit hole. Got a hit with Julie Gibson, as did James Doohan's finger. Mama June Moose Knuckles gets a hit.
Didn't Mama June get in some trouble the other day? Or I saw some Mama June news.
Really? Yeah, she and her boyfriend pleaded innocent or not guilty to crack.
Okay. Oh, crack.
A little crack cocaine.
Man, she didn't save her cash, did she?
Well, that might have been how she got skinny.
That may have been how she got the crack. Yeah. That saved up money.
Her reality show money bought her crack. That was a brilliant choice. Not even coke.
The rest of the family is mortified. They don't like the guy. They don't like the crack. They think she's an idiot.
Are they blaming the guy?
I don't know.
They probably are.
Is she still thinner than she was? She was a big old fat lady for a long time.
Crack helps with that.
It does.
And she lost some weight.
It does. Not the preferred way to lose weight, but it does help.
I have not seen her lately.
How old is Little Moose Knuckle, her daughter? Because I can say that now because she's probably 18, right?
No, she's not.
Oh, sorry. Apologize.
Apologize for calling the kid.
Throw it reverse. Back it up.
I apologize. I think it's
back it up.
You apologize to the Knuckles?
That show was on 10 years ago. I'm guessing she had to be 18 by now.
I don't think so.
Look it up.
And don't what was the name of the show?
Don't type in what I said.
How old is Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo, that's right.
That's going to get you on a list. Just that phrase. How old is she?
No, what I said would get you on a list. Yeah. Junior Moose Knuckle.
Oh, yeah, she's 14.
Oh, Jesus. You guys should warn me before I drop those jokes.
Yeah. Sorry.
I know, it's your fault.
Yeah,
you want an Olsen Twins style countdown clock going here?
No, not at all.
We do not.
No.
I didn't know this. It was on this date in 1956. Elvis Presley got into an altercation with a Memphis gas station manager. Ed Hopper allegedly slapped Elvis's hand and told him to move on from the station after Elvis started drawing a crowd of autograph seekers. So Elvis punched him.
I do remember Elvis.
Right in the face.
I kind of remember the story of that, but I don't remember the punch. That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't realize he punched him in the face.
Good for Elvis.
Yeah. He probably called him Mr. Hopper and then punched him.
Right. I was reading they did the interview, Dan Rather interview with Lou Gramm and Mick Jones from Foreigner, and they were asking funny stories on the road, and they were heading to Kansas City, I think Mick said, and they all stopped at the convenience store on the tour bus. This is when they were huge, too, early 80s. And Mick Jones goes into the... they thought he was in his bunk, but he actually left the tour bus and go into the convenience store to take a poop or something like that. And when they all got back on the tour bus, the curtain was pulled, and they figured he was in there sleeping, so they just took off. Now, this is pre-cell phones, so they're like 4 hours later showing up at the concert venue, and they pulled the thing on him, and he's not there. he's at a convenience store just sitting there waiting for him.
Left him behind.
Couldn't do anything. But he's in the convenience store, and people starting saying, hey, are you Mick Jones from Foreigner? he's walking around with a moon pie, I guess.
Right. As
and,
you would.
And he was recognizable big time back in the day. And
Coke and a moon pie.
No, I'm just waiting for Foreigner to come back.
And they were hours away?
Hours away. Hours away.
Great news. Two California men have been arrested. They are facing charges in connection with a cheese theft ring.
Cheese.
All those potential hats down the tubes.
Is that a lucrative criminal business? Cheese theft?
Apparently, Mr. Ransom and Mr. Alvarez were taken into custody, booked on charges of grand theft and embezzlement and possession of stolen property. Authorities say the two men have stolen $50,000 worth of cheese.
Guy walked in and yelled,
where's my cheese?
Cheese burglars.
From Leprino Foods since 2017, the stolen cheese was then sold online, door-to-door, and at flea markets across California.
I eat peck of cheese.
Door-to-door cheese.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want some cheese?
All right.
Bet your ass I want some cheese.
That's great.
That's one of those cases where if it's too good to be true,
it's not. Where's my cheese?
Oh, good. I was waiting for someone to knock on the door to sell me cheese.
If they're bringing cheese to the door.
I eat peck of cheese.
It's too good to be true.
Cops, you come get it. You get a receiving stolen goods ticket. People are like, oh, man, what happened? Man, it's cheese, man. Jeez. They knocked at the door. They had this cheese.
How'd they get it? Hijack a truck?
Oh, I think they worked at a place called Leprino Foods since 2017. Oh, okay. It would steal from them.
It's a good Christmas present, though.
Yeah. Smuggle cheese home
cheese
in their,
of the month, right?
In their pants.
Where the and big, then resell it after it's been in their pants.
Yeah.
Pants cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pecker cheese.
That's pecker cheese.
I eat pecker cheese.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of pecker cheese.
Yeah. We're going all Christmas pretty soon.
Yeah, we are. Soon. Yeah, no, down sooner, the hallway they are.
It is, sooner than later.
It is October.
I asked one of the ladies who works down there. I said, you playing Christmas as you get? She goes, nope. But she had a rope with her. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm
all
ready.
I'm saying. I'm all I'm saying. All I'm saying.
But it was in the shape of a Christmas wreath.
Yes,
so
it was.
She was in the spirit.
Yeah, that's what it was. Exactly. That's a joke, by the way. That's just a complete innocent joke, and everybody laughed. Take it that way, please. Please take it that way. Because I'm tired of that.
Electric bike and scooter sharing. We've got that going on, but now startups, investors, and even companies as big as Uber are exploring self-driving bikes and scooters.
I saw, because the scooters are in this city, and they're in a lot of major cities, and people bitch and people like them. I think they're pretty cool. I never tried one yet. But now how lazy are you? You don't have to steal your own scooter now. You type in where you want to go. I want to go down the street, turn around to that block, this block, and just stand there and hold it, and it turns for you?
Yeah.
No,
I guess so.
I think the part of the fun would be actually steering your own scooter, don't you think? Have you done the scooters downtown yet?
I have not.
I have, yeah.
Have you?
Have you?
Okay. Do you like it? Is it cool?
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, yeah. It does not feel safe. And
no, it definitely doesn't feel safe.
Really underrated workout, too. Yeah, it tears your core up, man.
It does. Okay. Yeah. All right. See, you're right, because when you hear about it, it sounds like it's lazy, but I'm thinking, no, steering those things and staying on it is actually kind of a workout for you.
There's potholes and things that'll just end your night.
Right.
And I assume you're
not pot.
Did you have a skateboard at one time?
Not very much.
No?
Yeah, no.
No.
I didn't grow up around skateboards.
If you didn't do skateboard or don't do
Well,
scooters.
These are sturdy. These aren't just, you're not
I know,
just
but
skateboard.
They still look like a pretty easy way to hurt yourself.
Well, that story
I
we
think
watched.
You're more likely to, like, crash into something because you're going too fast than you are to just fall off it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, especially when some angry vigilante cuts the brake lines.
Right,
on
yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that douchebag. Yeah. There was a guy doing that. Yeah.
That's brutal. Yeah.
That was
they
somewhere.
Go, like, 15 miles an hour, which don't sound fast unless you're just standing on something going 15 miles an hour downtown. That's fast,
it
man.
Is fast.
In the open air, when you're used to just walking, you're cruising.
Yeah.
So experts say these autonomous scooters could one day independently move themselves to a better parking spot or a neighborhood where there's more demand.
They'd probably be safer, too, though, because they would always be on a route. You know what I mean? They would never just, I'm going to go over this way, around this curb, out into the street.
Yeah,
they would
true.
Just be on a route.
That's true, but they'd have to have that because you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah.
These scooters.
But a lot of these, I saw the story. I think it was CBS 60 Minutes. We watched one of those.
Oh, yeah.
They did a story. And a lot of these cities actually have lanes downtown. This town doesn't.
Does not.
Right?
No, a lot of
towns
don't.
They're not going to do that. We like our cars.
Right.
We're on the damn road.
If you're on the sidewalk, you get yelled at.
If you're not pushing the sidewalk in this
you
city.
You get yelled at. Yeah. No, you can't win.
No.
Yeah. You're supposed to have a helmet, too. Which I felt like
but you
sometimes.
Don't have, I know.
Yeah. I felt like I wanted one.
Well, it's not illegal to ride. Most people I saw when those and they're doing none of them.
I've never seen anybody with a helmet, but
neither
I think it like the first thing you click is I agree to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they can't just leave those on the scooters.
No, they'd be gone.
No, they would totally be gone. Yeah. You're not gonna walk around with a freaking helmet either, hanging off your purse.
Yeah, I think the thing that a lot of cities objected to was these companies would just come in and dump them. They wouldn't ask the city's permission or anything.
This city allowed them, but there's a trial period. They're bitching about it. Who knows what's going to happen?
But I don't think they do that much anymore.
Yeah. Oh, they just roll in and drop them off?
They did. Like, they were doing it. In some cities, they were doing it.
That was their business model.
They're finding that a lot of their expense is just in getting people to corral these things.
Yeah, and then charge them.
Yeah, right. People That's will drive them all to a particular place, and then they're all somewhere else.
And in extreme cases,
you got to get them back to where they were.
They're in a pond or up a tree.
Sure, in the river.
Pretty rampant vandalism to people who don't really care for those scooters.
Yeah, these autonomous scooters that drive themselves over to pick you up and whatnot. Just call it over.
Well, I read that some of these scooters in this city are just way, way away from downtown. They would just take them and go home. And leave them in another part of the town that's not even supposed to, like, even as far as we're at. We're 108 streets away from the downtown, basically.
I'm aware of there are several neighborhoods.
Yeah.
In this town, anyway. I don't know about anywhere else we're talking to.
So, my nephew...
I've heard a Wichita scooter report.
Oh, yeah.
My nephew, he works downtown, and him and his girlfriend only have one car. Mm-hmm. They don't work the exact same shift, so he's taking those home.
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to leave them at a major intersection.
Right.
You're not supposed to, leave them in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in your driveway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I come home from work one day, and I see one out in front of his house. That's where he left it.
Yeah. Needs it in the morning.
Well, he doesn't live in a major intersection.
No. But I have seen where people ride them to a destination, and then they just lay them down. It's like they don't put the little kickstand down.
Yeah, no.
It's like, how lazy are you?
They did talk to the one guy, and like you said, everybody's accused of get-off-my-lawn guy. And people bitched about a lot of things they were in the past that became normal.
Cars.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That guy does a bit about that.
Cars, we're scaring the horses.
And cars ain't going to make it. That's what the story was.
Oh, yeah.
So I think eventually people are just going to start doing it.
Well, in Singapore, they have launched these autonomous scooters last year, and sometimes the pedestrians thought these vehicles were runaway scooters and tried to stop them.
Oh, because nobody's on there.
Nobody's on it. It's going hilarious. Somewhere.
Hey, it's got a mind of its own.
Yeah.
Get it. Stab it in the butt.
Zombie scooters.
Yeah. Yeah, kids would just jump on them and, just start going. Yeah. They didn't know where they're going. They just jump. It's
jump
going somewhere.
I don't want to go there.
Hey, it's a ride. Yeah, at first they had these scooters with no one on them moving at about 3 miles an hour, but that was a little too fast. That's a brisk walk. They've now slowed them down to 2 miles an hour.
So you could walk along the scooter?
So you don't get hurt and people aren't freaking out and whatnot. Because that's all you need. Dennis Rodman in trouble. He slapped somebody.
Dude.
Rodman.
Twice.
Rodman. Dennis Rodman.
Has he lost his ambassadorship to his favorite country?
I don't know. You don't hear much about that
anymore. No, you don't hear much about him and his buddy Kim.
Yeah,
I thought he was in trouble for being a lookout for somebody stealing something.
He did. He was. And in the video, it looks like he was looking out for him, too. But I think that went away.
I think that went away.
Yeah.
They're like gems and geodes or something weird.
I think that went away.
He did an in-store appearance for him probably later on.
Right. Here's how I'll make it up.
I'll make it up. I'll sign autographs in your boutique. How do you spell Rodman?
Rodman. He called in sick to a suicide bombing.
Apparently with the scooters, and we saw this on the CBS Sunday Morning Report, there's people who got to maintain them. They call them juicers.
And they're independents. You take them to your garage and plug them all in. But those guys, the guy they focused on was just an old hippie making cash. But you know what? It didn't seem like a lot of cash. It seemed like nothing.
I think it was just a side hustle.
It was a side hustle, but it seemed like a lot of pain in the ass. For the money they said they gave the guy.
Oh, yeah. He's obviously got some time on his hands.
Plus, he has an electric bill.
Yeah. But Katie said one man that she was working with, was working with a 6-year-old son, earned a few thousand bucks over the summer juicing up the scooters.
Last night.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that. So you take them home and charge them. I don't know if you even notice it on your bill, but
the guy that featured it had maybe 80 or 90 in his garage overnight.
Yeah,
and all
you notice
in.
That
he had cords everywhere. It didn't look like a really
had to look.
And then he had a van. He loaded them all in. He had dropped them out and set them up real nice. He seemed like he was into it, but also they mentioned the money he was making, and it wasn't much money. And this was a grown ass dude.
Plus, that sounds like a fire hazard, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, were all those plugged into, like, two power strips?
It looked like that, Push. It really did.
Right, it may have been a code violation.
Yeah, connected to the fridge and the deep freeze.
I'm just picturing the Christmas tree of A Christmas Story.
That's what it looks like. That's
where he's
exactly
unplugging
like.
Something to plug in the Christmas tree.
And it fries the cat.
Yeah.
That's Christmas Vacation. The cat gets fried.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, we got to stop talking Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not even Halloween yet.
Less, what are we, 2 months away?
Oh my gosh.
A Florida Deputy Corporal Jonathan Cross was working as a school resource officer at a middle school in Wesley Chapel, Florida.
That is a glamorous, thankless job.
So, in the cafeteria, Corporal Cross started playing with his gun, repeatedly removing and replacing the service pistol from its holster when the gun fired, striking a wall.
Jesus, that's a bad resource officer.
None of the students near Corporal Cross were injured.
Kind of out on the ledge there, aren't you?
Cross acknowledged that he had a habit of fidgeting with his gun. Independent testing found nothing wrong with the weapon.
Plenty of things
Corporal
wrong with him.
Cross has been terminated for conduct unbecoming a deputy and for mishandling his service weapon.
Oh, man.
For some reason, prosecutors chose not to pursue a culpable negligence charge against
Corporal
Cross.
The guy that my kid's high school is a good dude. I've seen him before, but I love there's actually just a cop car sitting out in front of their school all day long. Just the visual makes me feel a little better. And he doesn't fidget with his freaking gun.
Man, now, you know. Bank. You don't know.
No, this guy's a good dude.
I know.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy.
We had cops outside the high school all the time.
Yeah, but you did, but that was when nobody did.
That was just because they were picking somebody up.
That's
usually.
That was your hood.
They could find him in the lunch line.
There was a cop in front of my high school. Something was going down.
Yeah, no.
But there wasn't anything going down.
No, but I'm saying that.
Your school there was.
Yeah, yeah. They were there to pick somebody up from the lunch line. Serving a warrant.
Yep, he went to the inner city schools. That's why he's so hip.
Right.
We got Josh Blue. Hopefully making fun of Craig later on.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.
Jamie, I love that tease.
Jamie Kennedy. Skin Dog and Beanie Mac.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.